What if your everyday faith could become the spark that transforms your workplace, community, and even state policy? Discover how your spiritual gifts and everyday actions might be exactly what Washington needs to see real change starting today. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so glad you are tuning in today. We have some great scripture to get into, Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. Let's just dive right in. It says this: "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for y'all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world." I want to encourage you that you live a faith that is so awesome that it's being proclaimed throughout your city, throughout your workplace, throughout your world. God has strategically placed you and called you for a time as this to go in and be salt and light in that public square. And so as you go, remember that your faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, and appearance, that is by grace through faith, that basic faith of living to glorify God, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do it for the glory of God, that faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. "For God, whom I serve in my spirit and the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you, always in my prayers, making requests, if perhaps now at last by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you." So Paul had this great desire to come and visit the saints in Rome and to be with them. Then it says, "For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gifts to you that you may be established." And God has divinely placed within you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he has placed spiritual gifts that you can operate in today. I think oftentimes we think of spiritual gifts as limited to the church or limited to Sunday mornings. But the reality is, if you're working on an Excel spreadsheet, or you're good on finances, or you're good on hospitality, God wants to use those gifts throughout the week, and he's going to use it. He has placed them in you so that you can help others and be a blessing to others. "That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine." You know, I know sometimes I've talked to people over the years that as they show up at the workplace, they are the only Christian that they know in that workplace. And it can be very discouraging at times. So I encourage them to begin to pray that God would bring about another person that they could join arms in and become co-laborers for Christ in that workplace that they're working. And so that each other's faith can be an encouragement to each other. And I know this, having, when I worked in the computer industry, this was decades ago, I eventually found a friend that we began to pray for our coworkers together. We began to pray that God would use us to be a little evangelist for them, and just to share Jesus with them and to move forward. So I'm going to be praying for you today that you find somebody that you can get encouraged by their faith and they're encouraged by yours. "I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that often I have planned to come to you, and having been prevented so far, so that I may obtain some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles." You know, you think about the fruit that Paul is talking about. He's talking about salvation of souls. He's talking about spiritual growth within how they interact on their daily lives and spiritual maturity. And this is the same fruit I'm praying for you, that as you go throughout your day here in Washington State, that we would see so much fruit from Christians, because God is with us as we go, and that we would see that fruit of self-control, perseverance, that godliness coming out of us, that people are blessed and they see our behavior and our good works and our establishment of the gospel message in our hearts and our minds, that they say, "What is different about you? There's something that's changed in you. There's something that's different about you. I want to know why you are so different." And as they see that, then that you can explain to them, it's because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and gave me newness of life. You know, this begins to play out in our policies. And if you're an elected official and you're watching, this will play out in how you make policies that impact families all across our state, because the fruit of the gospel will be good for each and every individual. It'll be fair. It'll be just. It'll be right. It will honor and glorify God. And so to think about, how am I interacting in the public square in those ways? I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Are you eager to preach the gospel message to someone today? I always clarify this. You're going to hear this 100 times, if not 1,000 times. The gospel is simple. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. He rose again, and he appeared to well over 500 people, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I say death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. Why? Because that is the simple gospel. Those are the components of the gospel. And so as you go out and you explain to people, we're sinners and we're saved by God's grace, and that we can walk in the newness of life that he's provided. My hope is that you'll be eager to preach the gospel in the public square today. It will make a difference. And so we all have different areas, and people need to hear the good news of Jesus, and that God will use you mightily in that way today. Let me pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for those who are listening today. God, I pray that they will be eager to preach the gospel, to see fruit come out of their lives, that their faith would be encouraged by someone else's faith today. God, that if they're looking for somebody in their workplace that they can co-labor with, that they can join arms with and begin to believe for their coworkers to come to know Jesus, I pray that you would provide that person to them today. Lord, we ask that we can be salt and light around us. Lord, we know that there's so many pressures of being politically correct or not saying the wrong thing or what have you. And I just pray that we could rest from those things and just truly know, God, that you do go before us in all things. So we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you that your Holy Spirit abides in each one of us. And so, Lord, we ask that you empower us today for ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. If you're on the Washington Defender app, you can place that into your huddle and let your other people that you're working with know exactly what the devotion is, and you can say a good word about that. But we want to get the word out across Washington State, because if we have changed hearts, we'll have changed policy. Well, we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.